This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight, and you better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Transition.
It is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh, I see.
Here's the deal. But
that's a big statement.
That. Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time. And I'd stop giving to the oil industry, I'd stop giving them federal subsidies. He won't give federal subsidies to solar and wind.
Yeah.
Why are we giving it to oil industry?
We actually do give it to solar and wind.
We
and
have
that's
one
maybe
final
the biggest
question.
Statement in terms of business. That's the biggest statement.
Okay.
Because basically what he's saying is he is going
President.
To destroy the oil industry.
Okay.
Will you remember that, Texas? Will you remember that, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma?
Vice President Biden, let me give you 10 seconds to respond,
Ohio.
And then I have to get to the final question. Vice President Biden.
He takes everything out of context, but the point is, look, we have to move toward a net zero emissions. The first place to do that by the year 2035 is in energy production, by 2050 totally.
All right. One
is he going to get China to do it?
No, we're finished with
is
this.
Is he going
to
get China to do it?
We have to move on to our final question.
No,
we have to
I'm
move going on
to rejoin Paris Accord and make China abide by what they agreed to.
All right. This is about leadership, gentlemen. And this first question does go to you, President Trump. Imagine this is your inauguration day. What will you say in your address to Americans who did not vote for you? You'll each have 1 minute, starting with you, Mr.
We have to make a country totally successful as it was prior to the plague coming in from China. Now we're rebuilding it, and we're doing record numbers, 11.4 million jobs in a short period of time, etc. But I will tell you, go back. Before the plague came in, just before, I was getting calls from people that were not normally people that would call me. They wanted to get together. We had the best black unemployment numbers in the history of our country. Hispanic, women, Asian, people with diplomas, with no diplomas, MIT graduates, number one in the class. Everybody had the best numbers. And you know what? The other side wanted to get together. They wanted to unify. Success is going to bring us together. We are on the road to success. But I'm cutting taxes, and he wants to raise everybody's taxes, and he wants to put new regulations on everything. He will kill it. If he gets in, you will have a depression, the likes of which you've never seen. Your 401ks will go to hell, and it'll be a very, very sad day for this country.
All right. Vice President Biden.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is 100% true. And the fact that they can even tell us we need to have the Paris Accord when China makes no cuts in fossil fuels until 2030, and then we were already supposed to have cut by 20%, and by 2030 be cut by 50%. Ladies and gentlemen, the only reason we have electricity and power and all of this is fossil fuels. You take that away, billions will starve to death and die. And that's what this is a depopulation plan. That's why Bill Gates is up saying, oh, the COVID lockdown's great. It's going to cause the collapse of industrial civilization. The United Nations is on record saying they want to, quote, limits to growth, post-industrial world. Limits to growth, that's the name of the report, and the project of the UN, building a sustainable post-industrial world. Post meaning bye-bye. Total crap. They want to oversee the new dark ages. They'll still have fuel. They'll still have oil. But they're going to put a big fat Rothschild tax on it that is owned by a consortium of Herman Van Rompuy and the Chi-Coms and the Clintons and Obama. And they have their stinking mercantiles in Chicago and Berlin and London. I mean, this is a criminal, mega-massive power grab. And, of course, the idiot leftists love it. They want to starve to death in the streets. They want to just be abused. They've all got moron Stockholm syndrome. With 2 weeks left until the historic election, we're launching the biggest sale of the year that tops some already amazing sales. It's Black Friday, comes in October special, something we did last year that was very, very popular. We did it for the whole month last year. We can only do it for 11 days till the end of the month because stocks are low and a lot of our best-selling products. But two things that came back in and that we're now announcing at 50% off with free shipping is Ultra 12, incredible high-quality B12. Take it under the tongue. Look into how great it is for your body's defenses, your health, your stamina. That's back in stock. And Vitamin Mineral Fusion with the zinc and the other vitamins and minerals that are essential and amino acids to make sure your body uploads it better. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin Mineral Fusion and Ultra 12, the flagship products of Black Friday, comes in October sale at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show.
Die. Politically, Joe Biden. Sink into oblivion. Become the relic that you already are. Fade into political oblivion. Leave the purgatory that you're already in and fall into your proper universe. All right, ladies and gentlemen, let's go ahead and get into it. The headline InfoWars.com says it all. With President Trump's devastation of Joe Biden, he has secured an even bigger landslide victory that I'm now just going to call it 10 days out. Trump is going to win bigger than he won in 2016 in the Electoral College. He might even win the popular vote, though that's the stage where they got so much election fraud going on. But just as sure as the sun came up this morning and will set this evening, you can bet your bottom Benjamin Franklin or your bottom George Washington or your bottom Thomas Jefferson, you can bet your bottom greenback that they're going to contest it and have the states start breaking up and just have the biggest fiasco you've ever seen. They already said the last election was illegitimate. And now they're saying if Trump fights them doing that, he's contesting the election. And they're saying, you're not allowed to contest. We contested 4 years ago with no evidence. Now we're going to contest, but you can't fight back. And folks, they're going to hit. Listen to this prediction. And maybe it'll stop them from doing it. But they're going to hit the infrastructure, the power grid, the cell phones, and not just the Internet. And they're going to say that the Russians did it. Whereas if you actually hear what the NSA and the CIA and the Director of National Intelligence are saying, and I know it's true because we have industrial level defense systems that we use that are amongst the largest companies in the world, and it's all Chinese. I mean, Russia, it doesn't even gauge. And sure, you can run attacks out of the United States and say the U.S. did it or run it out of South Africa or Japan. China's not hiding the fact that they are hammering the living snot out of U.S. companies, out of U.S. customers. They're stealing tens of millions of U.S. citizens' identities. They're stealing your credit card money. They're making purchases in your name and mailing them to themselves by the millions a day. I mean, we're being just assaulted by China. And China brags about it all over their news. I've got it right here on the stack today. And so NSA comes out and says, warning all Americans, we're being hit by communist Chinese. Millions are having their identity stolen a day. Watch out. Check your cards. Check where it's going. Cancel them immediately if you're having a problem. Beware. They're hacking into home appliances. Beware. They're hacking into the cell towers. Beware. And then you get this article out of AP, U.S., when they say U.S., they mean Democrats, Russian hackers targeting state local networks. Oh, yes, the Russians. The Russians, they're the ones. No, it's the Chi-Coms. And, of course, the Russians are probing things and doing that. Everyone is. And Russia is an adversary at many levels. No one will ever deny that we're an adversary with them. They're an adversary of us. But China is the big 1,000-pound bully that is, let me give this analogy, that's having sex with your mom, I guess. You know, let's say you're 5 years old and there's this big, mean motorcycle gang dude that weighs 400 pounds that beats your mom and beats you and there's nothing you can really do. She's scared. I mean, that's the Democratic Party is your mom and the Chi-Coms are like the big thug. And you've got the globalists that put the big thug in power, but that's really where this country is. And your mom has Stockholm syndrome. She's got cigarettes put out on her. She's, you know, she's not eating enough. Her ribs are showing. He broke her arm, you know, last year, knocked some of her teeth out last month. And she's just scared of him, and she defends him, whatever his name is. Giving him, oh, Bobby's good, but Jack's nice. And, you know, if you don't do something about him, he's going to end up killing your mama. Because when I talk about the Democratic Party, I don't mean the evil Chi-Com globalist operatives that run it. I mean the average Democrat out there is either a Stockholm Syndrome woman that just is totally scared and believes whatever they're told, or it's a sniveling pedophile degenerate type that hates America. And that's who they are. But the most of them are not bad people. They're just stupid, very stupid people. I mean, ladies and gentlemen, the first debate was not a debate because it was two against one, and they just tried to keep Trump off balance. The second one was an attack dog woman. That Savannah lady was just, like I said, a snapping turtle on methamphetamine. And then you had last night where she still was a little bit unfair to Trump, but she actually tried to do a real debate, and Trump mopped the floor with that old demon. And, you know, I told you months ago, he's clearly getting blood transfusions. He's plumped up. He's got redder skin. And Trump came out and said, I got a transfusion. I feel great. That's what he got with that plasma. That's a type of transfusion. But even with all the transfusions and everything, Biden is sinking fast and can't get his lies together. But we're going to play all these clips coming up. Did you see the whopper after whopper? Your son and your brothers got money from the Moscow mayor. $3.5 million, not disputed. Got, you know, hundreds of millions from China, not disputed. $30 million in one deal alone from Ukraine, not disputed. They're not disputing the emails either. They say, oh, Russian disinfo. Oh, sure. At the Mac shop where your son left the computer, and it's now all confirmed. They have all the emails. They've gone and contacted those on the email list, have confirmed that the emails were sent to them, were from Hunter. And people are coming out now that were in press conferences. They started last night, more coming today, that were in the business meetings with Hunter. And with Joe Biden when they were promising that they were just going to run a scam. And these are people that said, listen, I'm not going to run a scam on taxpayers. If I'm going to get a government contract, I'm going to do the work. I'm not going to do something illegal. They're like, relax, man. We're untouchable. That's what the fellow said in the press conference. He's on record that worked with him for years, all of it. He said, I'm not going to be part of this. And he's in the email chains. So they're going through everybody in the email that isn't comfortable with this. But see, that's why Biden got up on TV at the CFR 2 years ago and said, you know, they were investigating my son Hunter and Burisma. So I called up and I said, well, I was there in person. You got till the time I fly out in 6 hours to fire that prosecutor or you're not getting $1 billion. And son of a bitch, they fired him an hour later. He does that to act powerful and to sit up there at the CFR with the head of the CFR and all those globalists and say, I influence peddle. I take bribe money. I sell out the American people. But see, he knows the media won't call him. Like when he kept saying, Trump, you put children in cages. Trump changed all that. Those are very nice facilities now. They don't split up the parents. When they come in with kids that are undocumented and are with men being smuggled by coyotes, they are separated. You don't put 4-year-old girls with 50-year-old men or 20-year-old men you don't know or little boys. That's why even the Washington Post had the headline, Senate report finds thousands of children released under Obama program, ended up in sex trafficking and dead. So Trump fixed that. Talk about a manager. He went in, he fixed an incredible problem, and Biden points him and says, you kept kids in cages. And Trump hit him back five times, saying, you put them in the cages. The media, Time Magazine ran the fake story saying it was me. Those are under you. And the media won't even call Biden on it, even though it's 100% true. Incredible. That's coming up. All the flip-flopping on ending fossil fuel. It's not just him saying we will end fracking. He's on video saying we will end fossil fuel. Listen to me. You got a guarantee for me, he says to the lady. I will end fossil fuel. Things up there with Trump. I never said that. I mean, my God, you've got to be a moron to buy anything this guy says. Absolutely crazy. All right, we're going to lay it all out when we come back. Got a big guest coming up. I'm going to open the phones up again. But wow, Trump is going to win big, big, big. But they're not going to concede. And they're going to throw this country into even greater turmoil. Everything's just been beta testing so far.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a five-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from three times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to three times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, my emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We've all seen, and perhaps use, the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Things didn't go too well for the big guy. You know, Pop, the head of the Delaware crime syndicate. No, Pop got the horns of the bull. He got politically murdered last night. And by the way, I wish no harm against Joe Biden. The last thing we want is for anything to happen to him. I've been predicting that there will be some type of false flag event against Biden. And sure enough, I'll cover this next segment. Oh, they claim somebody got caught with a truck full of weapons coming to kill him. The exact same thing happened, remember, in Florida 4 years ago, the so-called Trump supporter, and it turned out to be a provocateur event. Just like with Governor Whitmer, I said, watch, of the eight, the six that have been indicted, watch, the two leaders will be FBI informants. And, of course, exactly 8 days later, it came out in court that both the leaders were FBI informants. So, the big guy, he tells his sister, hey, at least I don't take half the money of the jobs I got you like Pop does. And this family's living very well. Hunter's making about $5 million a year. His brothers are making about $10 million a year. But everybody's got to give the big guy 50% of this, 10% of that. We're talking about $30 million going to be paid to him. The big guy gets half of that. All right. So that's the fellow using his son as a bag man. But let's get to the big one right now. The United States had the cheapest electricity in the world until Barack Obama got in, and he said, if you've got a coal power plant, we're going to shut it down. And coal's totally clean now with our scrubbers. Nothing comes out but carbon dioxide and water, both that plants need. And then it creates distillates that can be used in other parts of industry, like steel production, you name it. They're able to take everything out of that coal, even if it's dirty coal. They got clean burning coal that is perfect. But does it create all the distillates? And then they take the distillates and put them into other products. So they have a perfect cycle. Carbon is amazing. We're a carbon-based life form. And so the Club of Rome and the globalists back in the 60s said, we'll start taxing carbon, claiming it's going to cause an ice age. That's what they taught me when I was in middle school, was that light comes through the smog and then can't bounce back up to space. And so you get global warming. But then they also would teach, oh, no, actually, the light can't get in through the smog. It's going to cause an ice age. They were teaching us both when I was 10 years old, 12 years old. Because they don't know, folks. And what they do know is one big volcano puts out more than all the humans do in 10 years. That's on record. Mount St. Helens was more than a decade of human carbon in the atmosphere. It happened in a couple minutes. Krakatoa. Pompeii. Look it up for yourself. It's incredible. When you look at what they do, a big volcano will make the sunset redder and darker for years sometimes. It'll make it get dark a lot earlier a lot of evenings because there's already so much stuff. I'm sorry, I'm digressing. You didn't tune in for that. Point is, it's such a fraud to say, let us track everything you do, tax all carbon, and pay it literally into a Rockefeller Rothschild Al Gore, Bill Clinton, Barack Obama. I got to tell you, Barack Obama and the Clintons made deals with the Rothschilds and Rockefellers where they're major shareholders in the global mercantiles in Germany, England, and the U.S. It's Frankfurt, not Berlin, London, and Chicago. In fact, if you look at the deals they've got with carbon trading, for every dollar you pay in a carbon tax when you were gassing up your car, whatever it's set at, Al Gore would get 2 pennies every time
you paid a dollar in carbon tax. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, can you imagine everybody gassing their cars up and then the tax on plastic and the tax on natural gas and the tax on, grain is not seen as a good thing. It's a greenhouse gas causer because it makes the cows fart. Seriously. So now we're going to put a tax on that. And Europe already has this. Canada has it, and it pays money to Al Gore when your cows fart. They even have these torture bags they put on the cows in Germany and in Canada, huge giant bags on their backs, and they shove a huge hose up their rear end because they're saying methane is a deadly greenhouse gas. So there's always been bovine, water buffalo, same species. That's what the bovine species is. We just domesticated it thousands of years ago. And you've got bovine all over. Remember the Plains Indians? Remember what was out there? The buffalo. Oh, did they have to have bags on them? Yeah, there it is, folks. I'm not joking. A bag on the back of the poor milk cow with a tube run up its butt. Now, that's what they do in Canada. Okay? Oh, wear a face mask. You know, don't protect you. Oh, shove a tube up a cow's butt. You know, and then pay the Rothschilds some money. Pay Bill Clinton some money. I mean, you can't make this up. And the farmers follow their orders, and they go in and shove a hose up its rear end, and you know the cow goes out and grazes and chews its cud, and then they capture the methane, and then they pump it into a well, and then money gets paid to the Rothschilds. And they just laugh at everyone. It's such a sick joke, but I'm going to stop. Here he is last night. Joe Biden flip-flopping again and now admitting, yes, that he will, quote, phase out fossil fuels. Earlier he told constituents, I'm going to end them. Here it is.
Would you close down the oil
industry? By the way, I would transition from the oil industry, yes.
Oh,
I would transition.
That is a big statement.
That's a
because
big statement.
I would stop.
Why would you do that?
Because the oil industry pollutes significantly.
Oh.
Here's the deal. But
that's a big statement.
Well, if you let me finish the statement, because it has to be replaced by renewable energy over time. Over time. And I've stopped giving to the oil industry. I'd stop.
That's enough of him. This has nothing to do with the oil industry. It's about survival. It's the left that wouldn't let California for 30 years cut all the underbrush. And that's why you have all those giant fires. It's a fact. But they know the public doesn't know about fire breaks. If you told people 50 years ago, we're not going to cut fire breaks anymore, they'd have you arrested. But in the land of fruits and nuts, 30 years ago, they stopped it. And everybody told them it was crazy. And now the average leftist is so stupid, they hear Trump going, we're not doing forest management. They're not cleaning up the underbrush and raking. That's actually what they do in Europe, is they rake it. You go and you rake the forest so it doesn't happen, then you use that as fuel as well, or for other things like fertilizer. It's ground into the big honey pots they've got. That's a nasty name, not a friendly name. The Germans have something nasty. They put their own feces in the honey pot and mix it up with all the mulch and the stuff raked up from the forest, but makes very nice fertilizer. But I'm going to stop getting into agriculture, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just going to stop now, and I'm going to play some of his flip-flopping. Here's Biden on literally killing billions of people is what cutting fossil fuels off would do.
Would there be any place for fossil fuels, including coal and fracking, in a Biden administration?
No, we would work it out. We would make sure it's eliminated and no more subsidies for either one of those.
I guarantee we're going to end fossil fuel.
No more, no new fracking. I'd gradually move away from fracking.
And I think it's critically important on day one that we end any fossil fuel leases on public land.
What about, say, stopping fracking and stopping pipeline infrastructure?
They want to do the same thing I want to do. They want to phase out fossil fuels, and we're going to phase out fossil fuels.
There's no question I'm in favor of banning fracking.
But he said last night that Trump has misrepresented him. He doesn't want to end fossil fuels. He doesn't want to ban it. He just wants to phase it out. Kind of like when grandma dies. Oh, she's just transitioning. And these people are psychotic master villain criminals that make the Legion of Doom look like sweetie pies. Black Friday in October. Last year, that was one of our most popular sales that we ran in the last couple weeks of October. And it was popular for a reason. Some of the biggest sales of the year in Black Friday comes in October. And that means 30 to 60% off, store-wide free shipping, triple Patriot points. That's 15% off your next order. And everybody that signs up for auto ship, an additional 10% off. That makes many of these items lost leaders. Now, a lot of stuff sold out. Some of our best sellers are still there. But some good news. Vitamin Mineral Fusion with a big dose
zinc and all the other vitamins and minerals and amino acids for adults and children that boost your body's natural defenses. It is back in stock, back on sale today, which is 2 weeks of the election. And more good news. Ultra 12, it's got the name Ultra for a reason. Highest quality vitamin B12 taken under the tongue for full absorption. It is now back in stock. Both of those are 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com. Black Friday comes in October.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
ExtendoVite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking ExtendoVite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered ExtendoVite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
He's got the emails to prove it, and he says that the emails that Giuliani have are real because he's got them on the other side. He's been nonpartisan, hell, worked with the Bidens, but he said he's not going to stand here and watch this country sold out to foreign powers. He's not a traitor. The numbers were between 5 and 10,000 people the FBI tried to bribe, posing as Russians. They could not get one conservative nationalist or patriot, one person to take the money. Now, you think about that long, you think about that hard. It makes me really proud of patriots. A lot of folks got, you know, grandmas with cancer, the wife's got cancer, you got big debts or whatever. Oh, it's not going to hurt a little if I take a little money from the Russians to give them a little info. But no, They could not get one person. What a loyal, good group of people. Salt of the earth. And we're living right next to devil-worshipping pedophile filth that use the fact that we are blind to their evil because we don't operate like they do to get away with this, and because they know the general public cannot believe what's going on because it sounds so crazy. By the way, they've got big Daily Mail articles out and a bunch of others saying, oh, Alex Jones is making it up, that there's pedophilia or underage girls or sex stuff. It's Pizzagate 2.0. He's making it all up. Imagine writing an article trying to create something that's false and attribute to somebody else so you can cover up the massive human trafficking of women and children and men as slave labor, and the Bidens and the and Epstein and the Clintons up to their eyeballs in it. I mean, do I need to rattle off the Clintons and the AP investigation of the thousands of missing Haitian kids? Or all the rest of it? I mean, it goes on and on. Hell, the Clintons didn't just steal billions of dollars from the Haitians. They, with their foundation, Haitians thought they were good guys. Now they know. The Clintons are the most hated people in the world in Haiti. And you've got all this coming out now. Senate report links Hunter Biden to prostitution and human trafficking ring. Oh, that's Fox News. So see, they've got a problem, ladies and gentlemen, because that's what these people are involved in. They're involved in serious organized crime. And with serious organized crime, you're going to have bare minimum brutal prostitution going on. And I mean by brutal, I mean kept women that got tricked out of their countries who are basically sex slaves. And that's on the high end of bad, but, you know, not anything compared to sex with children, abuse of children, harvesting of organs. I mean, you name it, if you can think of it, and then some, they're doing it, okay? So you imagine being, I'll say this in a minute, imagine being the Daily Mail, who, the word is you can pay them to write stories about people. I guess that's why some stories are good and some are bad, but they're just always lying about me. They've had articles that I wear swastika shoes at the office. You know, why would they make up something so ridiculous? Well, in psychological warfare, they found, if you're doing what they call black propaganda, meaning lies, if it sounds outrageous and weird, it must be true, because who'd make that up? It's like the New York Times says that I ate an employee's goldfish. There's never been a goldfish here. I like fish. I have goldfish. I have little aquatic snails. Till he died, an aquatic frog. Not eating my employees' goldfish. What the hell? But again, they're all plagiarists. They're all crooks. So, notice, crooks of the mind, stealing the truth, that's from Wolf of Wall Street, folks. They can't even write an original lie. Sorry, I'm digressing. So just every morning when you get up, thank your lucky stars that you're not these people. Because think of Trump. He doesn't have to lie. He doesn't want to lie. He's neurotic about it all being right out there in the open and him defeating the people that are lying. And there he was destroying Joe Biden. We'll play more of the clips next segment. And where Joe Biden said, I'm not involved in any corruption. Nothing. But let's go to FBI asked Hunter Biden's ex-business associate, Tony Bobulinski, if I pronounced that right, for an interview. And he's laying it all out. So this is a real person confirming emails that Giuliani has. And they say more coming out today, more tomorrow. Wow, what a 10 days this is going to be. But after we play this clip, I'll talk about their tricks up their sleeves and what we've got to be ready for. Here it is.
My name is Tony Bobulinski. I served as a lieutenant in the United States Navy with high security clearance. My father and grandfather both served for decades in our country's armed forces. Since leaving the Navy, I've been involved in various successful businesses, both in this country and abroad. I'm making this statement to set the record straight about the involvement of the Biden family, Vice President Biden, his brother Jim Biden, and his son Hunter Biden, in dealings with the Chinese. I've heard Joe Biden say that he's never discussed business with Hunter. That is false. I have firsthand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden. I have also heard that Vice President Biden said on Tuesday that Senator Ron Johnson, the chair of the Senate Homeland Security Committee, should be ashamed for suggesting that Biden family sought to profit from their name. Well, here are the facts I know, and everything I'm saying is corroborated by emails, WhatsApp chats, agreements, documents, and other evidence. And the American people can judge for themselves. I brought, I guess, for record, three phones that spanned the years 2015 through 2018. These phones have never been held by anybody else besides myself. I was told this past Sunday by somebody who was also involved in this matter that if I went public this information, it would bury all of us, man, the Bidens included. I have no wish to bury anyone. I've never been political. The few contributions I have made have been to Democrats. But what I am is a patriot and a veteran. To protect my family name and my business reputation, I need to ensure that the true facts are out there. In late 2015, I was approached by James Gillier, whom I had known for many years, about joining him in a deal which he said would involve the Chinese state-owned enterprise, CEFC China Energy, and what he called one of the most prominent families in the United States. I was informed first by Gillier, and then by Hunter Biden, and by Rob Walker, who was working with the Bidens, that the Bidens wanted to form a new entity with CFC, which was to invest in infrastructure, real estate, and technology in the U.S. and around the world. And the entity would initially be capitalized with $10 million and then grow to billions of dollars of investment capital. After months of discussion, I agreed to Gillier and Hunter Biden's request to become CEO of the entity to be called Sinohawk. Sino representing the Chinese side, Hawk representing Hunter Biden's brother Bo's favorite animal. And between February and May 2017, we exchanged numerous emails, documents, and WhatsApp messages concerning Sinohawk and its potential business. On May 2nd, 2017, the night before Joe Biden was to appear at the Milken Conference, I was introduced to Joe Biden by Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. Hour-long meeting.
The full video has been posted to Band.Video. They're trying to block it on Facebook, YouTube, everywhere else, but now the FBI is being forced to investigate. The Bidens are coming down. Those of you that bet on Xi Jinping in China and bet against America, you pedophiles, you liberals, you leftists, you're going down. You're losing. You're going to lose. You're punks, you're scum, you're filth, you're going down. The sleeping giant is awake. Get ready. Full video, eyewitness of Biden's corruption drops bombshells before final debate. It's on Band.Video. I suggest you share it.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called Argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Any
anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
What they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
From enemies, foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
As crazy as things are right now, and as they are about to get a lot crazier, just remember, these are the good times, folks. Let the good times roll. We've got populist movements taking over all over the planet. We've got globalism in trouble. We've got the New World Order being dealt defeats on every front. They always had this hyped-up virus, global martial law, lockdown, UN takeover plan in the hopper. They launched it early. It was very successful up front. Now it's unraveling quickly. Things are not going well for the New World Order, okay? And believe me, I'm not a cheerleader. I'm not going to get up here and tell you stuff if I don't deeply, deeply believe that and research that. You're welcome to call in later, give me your view. I'm not saying I've got a monopoly on truth here. But in my spirit, I feel very good. Last night, I did part of the debate here live. I went home to watch it with my family, and I started crying. And when I was driving into work today, I cut a little ad. I was about to cut an ad about standing up for President Trump and admiring President Trump and not being ashamed of that, and just what admiration really is. Because it's not envy, it's not jealousy, it's the opposite, it's love, and it's something being an example and just appreciating it. Because I know what it's like to be in the spotlight under pressure, and I'm a young man compared to him, and what stuff he goes through and how he does it, it just brings tears to my eyes. Because, you know, if this is personal, but it's personal for all of us. If they get Trump out of there, folks, their whole agenda is just going to collapse in on top of us, and it's going to be absolutely hellish. We're going to end up rolling back abortion. We're going to end up turning around so many things. The child traffickers and the group he set up to stop that is already doing so much good. I mean, we've got the enemy on the damn run. And I just can't believe that all Americans don't just wake up and go, wow, this makes sense. Let's support this. They're just so hooked on Hollywood and that poison. But the good news is that disgusting show, Cuties, with 10 and 11-year-old girls shaking their ass and manipulating men sexually and saying it's our bodies, we can do it if we want. Very sick feminism, feminine pedoism, pedo-feminism. And that's how the left pushes it. Oh, it's love, like Biden said. Oh, it's love when you chop your 8-year-old son's balls off. It's all sick freak stuff, man. Oh, NAMBLA, the North American man-boy love. It's love. Children are allowed to love. Big pot-bellied men. But now they've lost a million-plus subscribers. A couple hundred thousand just the last week. People are just finally like, what the hell is this? Yeah, they're pedos. I mean, I'd say half of Hollywood are pedophiles, folks, because you don't get into the club unless you're doing some really nasty stuff, okay? Yep, they're down 1.3 million from their forecast. Just lost 177,000 in the last month. Okay, let's stop there. Let me get back to this big whistleblower, Tony Bobulinski. And he, Navy veteran, officer, respected, worked with them on record. The laptop's real. He confirms the emails he's got. He worked with them. And it got so corrupt, he couldn't be part of it. He goes, I'm going to run real companies. I'm not running shell companies. I'm not scamming people. But it was a companies for people to invest in, which is the payoff. Oh, I'm investing $1 million in your company. Wink, wink. I don't care. It never comes back to me. And so this is coffin nails, ladies and gentlemen. And then there's the Moscow wife of the mayor that paid $3.5 million. You know, you always have the wife or the kid do it. That's so Hunter's dad can sit up there and say, I've never taken one dime from a foreign government. My sons and my brothers do, and then they give me half of it. Well, racketeering and federal law and common sense shows if the Don, an Italian crime family, which we're taught only Italians operate like this, it's all the groups, gives an order to a captain who then gives an order to an underling to give an order to a soldier to kill somebody, the Don is just as guilty or more because he premeditated it and gave the order. When he gives the order to kill somebody, he killed them just as much as the person that walks up and shoots them in the side of the head. When President Trump signs a death warrant to kill a terrorist and he hands it off to the army, when George Washington would do that, to say, okay, this person's violating the rules of war, kill him by any means necessary, gives him an order. George Washington killed those people. When a general gives an order for a Predator drone operator to drop a bomb on somebody, that general killed those people. Just as much as the person that punched the button did it. And he's 100% guilty. More so because of the premeditation, because he sits on top of that crime syndicate. So here's the gentleman in the press conference turning his phones over saying, I want the FBI to come get him. The FBI is coming today, reportedly. Here it is.
After months of discussion, I agreed to Gillian Hunter Biden's request to become CEO of the entity to be called Sinohawk. Sino representing the Chinese side, Hawk representing Hunter Biden's brother Bo's favorite animal. And between February and May 2017, we exchanged numerous emails, documents, and WhatsApp messages concerning Sinohawk and its potential business. On May 2, 2017, the night before Joe Biden was to appear at the Milken Conference, I was introduced to Joe Biden by Jim Biden and Hunter Biden. At my approximately hour-long meeting with Joe that night, we discussed the Biden's history, the Biden's family business plans with the Chinese, with which he was plainly familiar, at least at a high level. After that meeting, I had numerous communications with Hunter, Walker, Gillier, and Jim Biden regarding the allocation of the equity ownership of Sinohawk. On May 13, 2017, I received an email concerning allocation of equity, which says 10% held by H for the big guy. In that email, there's no question that H stands for Hunter, big guy for his father, Joe Biden, and Jim for Jim Biden. In fact, Hunter often referred to his father as the big guy or my chairman. On numerous occasions, it was made clear to me that Joe Biden's involvement was not to be mentioned in writing, but only face to face. In fact, I was advised by Gilliard and Walker that Hunter and Jim Biden were paranoid about keeping Joe Biden's involvement secret. I also had a disagreement with Hunter about the funds CSC was contributing to Sinohawk. Hunter wanted $5 million of those funds to go to himself and his family, so he wanted the funds wired directly to an entity affiliated with him. I objected because that was contrary to our written agreements concerning Sinohawk. He said, referring to the chairman, his father, that CSC was really investing in the Biden family, that he held the Trump card, and that he was the one putting his family legacy on the line. He also said to me on May 17, 2017, that CSC wanted to be my partner, to be partner with the Bidens. During these negotiations, I repeated to Hunter and others that Sinohawk could not be Hunter's personal piggy bank. And I demanded that proper corporate governance procedures be implemented for capital distributions. Hunter became very upset with me. CSC, through July 2017, was assuring me the funds would be transferred to Sinohawk, but they were never sent to our company. Instead, I found out from Senator Johnson's September report that the $5 million was sent in August 2017 to entities affiliated with Hunter. Tomorrow, I will be meeting with the Senate committee members concerning this matter, and I will be providing to the FBI the devices which contain the evidence corroborating what I have said. So I will not be taking any questions at this time.
All right, now he's meeting with the FBI. This will go into a black hole, I'm sure. But here's a new article out, National Pulse. This is out of the emails. It's in there. That's what Giuliani's saying. This is accurate. The pseudonym being used by Joe Biden appears to be Peter Henderson, who is a Russian mole in the Tom Clancy novels. So we should probably get the guy that actually ghost wrote most of those books. I mean, that's on record, Steve Pachinik on. Here it is. It's from Peter Henderson to Robert Biden. That's Hunter's real name. Keep in touch. Love, Dad. Sent from my iPhone. So he forgot he was on an iPhone, sent it to the Peter Henderson email instead of the dad email. Caught, red-handed. I mean, they're screwed, blued, and tattooed, folks. And that's why they're so upset. All right, we're going to go to break. Didn't plug this hour. Need to plug. We're selling out of Vitamin Mineral Fusion. People know it's got a lot of zinc, a lot of D3, everything you need for you and your children, for your overall health, your immune system. It's a great booster. Even Lord Fauci says so. It's going to sell out soon at current sales rates. Free shipping, double Patriot points, 50% off. Ultra 12, this is important. Iodine, this is important for your immune system, overall defense. X2, X3, and the spray bottle available. We have it for internal and external. External is super strong. You can't take it internally. That's all available with free shipping up to 60% off and triple Patriot points. Sign up for auto ship an additional 10% off on your next order. InfoWarsStore.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.